Voter News Service, a consortium of major news organizations, abandoned its state and national exit poll plans yesterday. VNS said it could not guarantee the accuracy of the analysis. To find out why, NPR's Renee Montagne spoke to Andy Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.
This was the second debacle for the organization, whose flawed 2000 presidential race exit polling caused inaccurate predictions of the results. Andy, what happened?
This was the debacle to try to correct what went wrong with the first debacle. VNS vowed to rewrite its computer software and to straighten out the problems that plagued the organization in Campaign 2000, and it utterly failed. They were unable to process the surveys that they had in the field in key states and all around the country. And I'd like to emphasize that it wasn't a problem of polling. There are lots of problems in getting people to talk these days and conducting polls, but it was more a problem in data processing. They couldn't get the data called, the answers called in. They couldn't process the answers in their computer system, and they couldn't do the tabulations and the statistical adjustments that are necessary for good surveys.
So news organizations weren't able to use this information as they have traditionally to predict results. I mean, sometimes get the jump on the competition. But the more significant loss would be the information about how people voted.
Yeah, we're not going to know why people voted for the candidates that they did and who voted for whom demographically. We're back in 1970, basically, in terms of understanding the will of the electorate, and that's really very bad. That we had to wait a little longer for these close races, that's not so significant.
When you say demographics or why people vote, I mean, give us an example of how, you know, it would make the voting more meaningful.
Well, we're not going to know whether it was more the economy or more the war on terrorism that motive was behind the vote in various states and congressional races. We're not going to know the breakout of the vote by key demographic groups such as age and union membership and all of the things that we've come to rely on in understanding why elections turn out the way they do.
How will we then find out what happened and why from last night's results?
Well, there's a chance that we'll see some of the survey results over time as they get their computer system in gear. But a lot of the spinning and a lot of the analysis will be in place over the next few days. But what we really have to see is a rejuvenation of a system that has failed twice in a row. They have to get their act together, and the networks and the AP have to figure out how to do this in a way that doesn't disappoint the American public.
Will VNS be back then in 2004?
Hard to say right now. It's really got to be questionable. Two strikes against them.
Andy Kohut, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.